Welcome to a very special edition of Colourful Chat with me, Sinai Flairy. And on today's show, I will be discussing all things hair and beauty. Whether you love your natural hair or love wearing weaves and extensions, we have all the best advice and tips for you as I am joined in the studio by three very extraordinary women who are experts in the hair and beauty industry. Women, ladies, queens, say hi to the guests.
Hello.
Say hi to the listeners.
Hello. Greetings.
Okay, so first of all, what I'm going to do is I'm going to go down the line and I want you to tell us a little bit about yourself. So introduce yourselves and tell the listeners what you do, starting with you.
Okay. Hi, my name's Courtney Cusatore. I'm the owner of Virgin Hair and Beauty Limited. I started my business around 8 years ago now. I lost quite a bit of hair after having my first child and needed a wig desperately. So I started searching online, found some amazing suppliers, and started wearing the hair myself until I realised that it was hair that needed to be out there in the market. So I run a small business here in London. We make and sell real human hair extensions.
Okay, and lady in the middle.
Hi, my name is Sandra Brown Pinnock. I'm the owner of Zandy's Hair and Beauty. I started in the hair manufacturing business since 2008. And the reason why I went into it, just like my colleagues here said, I got frustrated with the hair that was out there. What I found is that most of the hair that they were saying is 100% was not. It was mixed with high fiber. And so with that, I decided that, okay, I'm going to really try and find a manufacturer who do real hair, and that's how I got into the business.
Awesome. Okay, and last but not least, lady in green.
Hi, greetings. Yes, my name is Ivy Zardutu. I am the owner of the Ank Wellbeing Centre based in Shepherd's Bush. Ank Wellbeing Centre, the Ank stands for African Natural Connection to Health, and we're a health and wellbeing business. We sell natural body products, organic foods, and herbs and supplements. I've been running that business now for over, well, I've been in the health field for over 20 years, and within the last 3 years have managed to acquire a space.
Great. Okay, ladies, thank you for introducing yourselves to our listeners and welcome to Colourful Chat. Today is going to be very lighthearted, very fun, and I want you just to say what you feel. So firstly, what are some of the highs and lows you faced setting up and running a business within the hair and beauty industry? I'll start with you first, Courtney.
Okay. Well, for me, the highs were the fact that I could do it from home. Hair is something that if you don't have a salon, or if you don't need a salon in terms of selling hair extensions, you can do it from home. And my business really started on eBay. It was seeing the wigs and trying them on and feeling how comfortable they were and realizing that I needed to share it with other women out there who needed the same type of product. So I set up on eBay, and within a week of having the wigs in, they sold straight away, and actually they all went to the USA.
Wow.
Which was very quick. So it was a no-brainer for me. I was on maternity leave. I needed a product. I'm a consumer of my own product, and we just started selling. I say we because my husband was there on some occasions holding the baby whilst I was answering emails and going to the post office. So setting up was easy, especially in this new kind of dot-com generation. We have access to so much online.
Mm-hmm.
And you can set up really well and very easily. So in terms of growing the business, that's been the hardest thing.
Okay.
Finding space, acquiring staff, hiring new staff, that's been quite difficult.
Okay.
But if you have the technological know-how, or if you don't and are willing to learn, it's pretty straightforward.
Okay, great. And I'll ask the same question to you, Sandra. What's been the highs and lows of setting up your company?
Well, the highs for me was knowing exactly about the hair itself from the grassroots. So it means that it's knowing the natural hair, where it comes from, even before it goes on to make, whether the extension or the wig, is knowing what good hair was and what bad hair is, because you do have to, and what the weak hair is, and why hair tangles. And so That's like my baby, and I'm really when I talk about hair, I get excited about it because I know where it comes from, how it's manufactured, and how it goes into the end product. So that's the high for me, just getting into that and, you know, owning that factory for myself. That's the biggest high for me. The low is about staff, and it's also about concept that we have around honing a black business, the support. That's the low for me, about the support that's I wasn't getting in regards to. And I just think that, you know, there's this myth where we say we don't support black people, but I'll come on to that later on.
Yeah.
But the lows is, it was about support, getting the support from our own.
Okay. And Ivy, I want to ask you the same question. What's been some of the highs and lows you face setting up the ANC Wellbeing Centre?
The highs for me in setting up the ANC Wellbeing Centre is realising that there's so much natural remedies out there and people are not aware of them. And it's really just sharing that information. That's been the real high for me, and sort of giving that information to people so that they can help themselves, really. We don't actually sell hair, but we sell products to help you to maintain your scalp and products that you can take internally that are obviously going to benefit your hair and your scalp. So, and the lows for me, I suppose, would be taking the business onto another level, you know, trying to expand, trying to find the finance, trying to find money to support staff.
Courtney and Sandra are both nodding there.
It's more or less the same kind of issues that the others would have faced. It's just taking it on to that next level that's been most challenging.
Mm.